The Tale of Mrs. Tittlemouse. Once upon a time, there was a wood mouse, and her name was Mrs. Tittlemouse. She lived in a bank under a hedge. Such a funny house! There were yards and yards of sandy passages leading to storerooms and nut cellars and seed cellars, all amongst the roots of the hedge. There was a kitchen, a parlor, a pantry, and a larder. Also, there was Mrs. Tittlemouse's bedroom, where she slept in a little box bed. Mrs. Tittlemouse was a most terribly tidy, particular little mouse, always sweeping and dusting the soft, sandy floors. Sometimes, a beetle lost its way in the passages. "Shoo, shoo, little dirty feet," said Mrs. Tittlemouse, clattering her dustpan. And one day, a little old woman ran up and down in a red spotty cloak. "Your house is on fire, Mother Ladybird. Fly away home to your children." Another day, a big fat spider came in to shelter from the rain. "Beg pardon, is this not Miss Muffet's?"
"Go away, you bold bad spider! Leaving ends of cobweb all over my nice clean house!"
She bundled the spider out a window. He let himself down the hedge with a long, thin bit of string. Mrs. Tittlemouse went on her way to a distant storeroom to fetch cherry stones and thistledown seed for dinner. All along the passage she sniffed and looked at the floor.
"I smell a smell of honey. Is it the cowslips outside, in the hedge? I am sure I can see the marks of little dirty feet."
Suddenly, round a corner, she met Babbity Bumble.
"Bzzz, bzz, bzz," said the bumblebee.
Mrs. Tittlemouse looked at her severely. She wished that she had a broom.
"Good day, Babbity Bumble. I should be glad to buy some beeswax, but what are you doing down here? Why do you always come in at a window and say zizz, bizz, bizz?"
Mrs. Tittlemouse began to get cross.
"Tiz, whiz, whiz," replied Babbity Bumble in a peevish squeak.
She sidled down a passage and disappeared into a storeroom which had been used for acorns. Mrs. Tittlemouse had eaten the acorns before Christmas. The storeroom ought to have been empty, but it was full of untidy, dry moss. Mrs. Tittlemouse began to pull out the moss. Three or four other bees.